Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title with Festival.
Manoj Singh, Director of DC South Asian Arts Council, Inc. It's a not-for-profit 501c3 organization.
Yes, and we are talking because you are launching the first ever DC South Asian Music Festival. It's going to run this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at Wheaton High School in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll get into the lineup of performers in a minute. But first, let's start with some big picture, you know, overview stuff. You know, I have the idea to come about because this is the first time you've ever done this. So how did this whole idea come about?
So we were always for the artists. We have been doing a DC South Asian Film Festival for 12 years. We are also doing Literary Festival for last 3 years. And about in pandemic, it's always basically providing a platform to artists, whether it's a painter, theater artist, musician. So we thought, you know, we'll start also music festival. So this is our first. The mission is to introduce non-South Asians to South Asian music and also excite and the next generation of South Asians to, you know, learn, keep up and keep the tradition, culture of classical music, how it all started. So this event is very, I would say, history lesson and also information about South Asian music. We have all kinds of genres right from the beginning. Opening night is a sarod maestro, Amjad Ali Khan, and his son Ayan and Aman. Very well known, very respected, honored, all the awards you can think about. He's in the top 10 in India, and he performs all over the U.S. In fact, there is even a Amjad Ali Khan Day in Massachusetts. So that's the opening. And then on
What about Saturday?
Saturday, there are 6 performances. Classical vocal by Sri Vishwas Sirgaonkar. He's in fact heads a music school in Virginia. And then a young high school student, Kanjanova Sabood. And you will be amazed of how he plays sitar. If he continues on this path, he'll be one of the maestros. Sometimes we say that people are born with these genes. Sitar became very famous with, as you all know, by Ravi Shankar and the Beatles, and is now the tradition carries on with Anuksha Shankar, who has won several Grammy awards. And then followed by that is Alif Laila, the school, Sitar Niketan. They are doing a sitar ensemble of 14 sitarists. And then her own program, Music with Love Beyond Boundaries. There is Anubrata, Alif is from Bangladesh, Anubrata from India, Leith Alatar from Syria. So it's a combination, you know, like they say, music transcends boundary and music is language of love. I grew up with music, listening to all the Western bands like ABBA, Bee Gees, Sting, and Neil Diamond. And so, you know, and even Yanni. So I really like and I'm excited. So hopefully people will also come and learn about South Asian music. There's so much to it. And then after that is Instrument Again by Ghazal Harsh Khinchi and Sid Lahiri. Ghazal is a form of singing. A lot of famous musicians are known for that in the past. Jagjit Singh is one of them. So he will start off the evening with Ghazal performance. And then after that, it's Vasla Mehra, who is a queen of ghazals. She will sing in Sufi, light Bollywood. She's performed at Kennedy Center many times, Wolf Trap. And she's a very well-known artist, internationally acclaimed. And then starts Sunday. So Sunday, we'll go a little bit more towards the Bollywood music, which most people know about in discos and the movies. You know, you always talk about Bollywood movies being song and dance movies. They call that a musical journey through Bollywood, meaning they'll start from 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. There are 6 singers in that. And along with that, there's a last year dance academy. There are girls coming who will dance while they're singing. There are certain folk dance which are very famous. Lanvi from Gujarat, Lanvi from Maharashtra, Garba from Gujarat, Bhangra from Punjab. So there will be three or four dances along with it while they're singing. Kathak is a very classical dance form. And after that, there's infusion band who will come more towards the Western, how the blend of East and West with guitar and all and light, upbeat music. And then it will be closed by Grammy winning artist Fallu Shah. Actually, she has performed with Yo-Yo Ma and several others at Carnegie Hall, at Wolf Trap Barn. She's very well known among the music community in New York. She's coming down from New York, especially for younger generation. She's also an upbeat band.
Awesome. That sounds like a jam-packed lineup of all kinds of good stuff over all 3 days at Wheaton High School this weekend. You mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, the music you listened to growing up and stuff. So where exactly did you grow up? How did you get into music?
Well, I grew up in India, and you know, Britishers had a long influence on India because they ruled us for almost 200 some plus years. So we have common schools all around India, and we were in English medium schools. I grew up in Christchurch Boys Higher Secondary School. We had fathers, nuns who were, you know, some Britishers who stayed over in India and didn't go after partition. So, there were two theaters in Jabalpur, the city I grew up in, which used to always put only Hollywood movies. And I would always go there, and you know, Towering Inferno and all those kind of Jaws, and I still remember, and you know, Enter the Dragon, if you guys remember, such a nice movie.
Of course, you know, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee. I mean, he was a legend. So then I was also listening to bands, you know, ABBA was very popular, and also Beatles. So when there was on Christmas and New Year's a party, most of the songs were Western, all of them. And we would dance to it. And at the same time, I was learning all about Bollywood movies, because that was by default. You know, at home, you speak Hindi, you go to some good Hindi movies. I was not too much into it. Some were a lot into it. And so I grew up, there was a restaurant called Osibisa, which used to only serve American food like burgers and hot dogs, and have all this music in the background, you know, so many Donny Summers and all that stuff. So, so I had a big influence. There was a big Christian community in Jabalpur, and we had friends. I was friends with all kinds of people. You know, I always wanted to learn more. My best friends were Muslim, Parsis, Christians, Hindus. I never made religion a priority or anything. Like, you know, you should be a good human being.
Right, exactly. But that's cool. So, I mean, and now it seems like you're kind of trying to do the opposite for here. You know, you grew up listening to quote unquote Western, you know, music in India. And now hopefully some folks here in the Silver Spring area, Wheaton High School, are going to get to hear some Indian music and South Asian music in general. So, awesome. A little communication between the cultures here.
Yes. And our mission of our organization is to serve the community and the artists. So whether it be music, literary festival for authors and poets, film festival for independent filmmakers, we bring people together to celebrate, to talk about important social issues. We also, in some of these movies are all about, you know, LGBTQ plus acceptance in our community, woman empowerment. So our mission has always been to serve the community.
How long have you had the film festival going, if you don't mind me asking?
It's 12th year, actually. We started in 2012. We include Afghanistan, India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Burma, Ladakh.
Awesome. Is that also at Wheaton High School?
No, that will be at the AMC Theater. Last year we had it at the AMC Theater in Montgomery Mall, and same will happen this year in November timeframe, early November.
Okay, awesome. So we'll do the music fest first, and then this November, this fall, stay tuned for the film fest.
Yeah, film festival, yes. And a lot of independent filmmakers come. We have a social message or They're all very, you know, all these people somehow, you know, how you do crowdfunding and all to make a movies.
Yeah.
And marketing is not easy. It all is an expensive affair, very highly competitive. Yeah. So, you know, get a platform to share their work with international audience of DMV.
Great. Well, maybe we can follow up and do another story, you know, later this fall on the Film Fest. But
yeah,
for now with the Music Fest, before we run, I just want a little more details on the Music Fest. Does Wheaton High School like help put it on, or is it, that's just more the venue that's hosting it?
No. So what happened was I applied for a grant with Montgomery County Arts and Humanities, and they accepted it. And this grant was for Wheaton. They want to promote Wheaton as an art district. So that's why I got a little bit of money, not much, because it doesn't cover the whole rent also, but at least something to help us. And that's the reason we had to have it. So we were looking for a venue and we found Wheaton High School. They accepted it and agreed. And when we went and saw the venue, it's beautiful. It's actually, you know, first image of a people, perception of people is, oh, high school, I don't know. But you will be surprised. They're as good as Strathmore, Kennedy Center, or anybody else you can compare. The new renovated schools of Montgomery County are amazing.
Oh, yeah. Montgomery County has some massive, amazing auditoriums. And
yes,
even the high school level, that'll put some professional theaters to shame.
Yes. And when you, not only that, when you go there, I was one day we reached a little early and we saw these students performing. You know, you can see that the passion, and these are the people who will land up in Hollywood and Broadway shows. You know, the kids were just too good.
Oh, absolutely. Destined for greatness on the stage and screen. Yeah. Stay tuned to see how their careers go, folks.
Yes.
Well, and so I assume you live in Montgomery County now then too, right?
Yes, I live in Gaithersburg, Maryland since almost 10, 12 years. Prior to that, I was in Potomac. We downsized because of in-laws. In-laws stay with us. We take care of them. We used to come here often, but it became too much. They're quite old now. So we decided, okay, let's just move in with them and take care of them.
Gotcha. Well, that's nice of you. So, all right. Well, then, I mean, before we run, I don't know if you have any of these, you know, statistics on the tip of your fingers. If not, that's totally cool. But figure I'd ask, do you know, within Montgomery County, you know, what percentage of the population would you say is South Asian now, or even Indian now?
Like,
do you know any of that?
Yeah. Montgomery County is the highest minorities in this area, all kinds, including South Asians, of course. But the number I have from DMV area is around 600,000 South Asians. And then within Montgomery County, easily around 150,000, 200,000. Because Maryland is quite, Montgomery County is quite big, actually.
And it has the
biotech hub. It has the IT hub. That's where all the South Asians are.
Oh, but that's what makes Montgomery County and the DMV, the DC area, so beautiful. It's just the diversity, and you get to just experience, you know, it feels almost like every couple of weeks we have a different culture on display of a different music fest or a different, you know, film fest or whatever. Like that's just one of the joys of living around here, if you ask me.
Yeah, and I tell my wife, you know, living, we are blessed to have been living in Washington, D.C. area. We get to eat and taste food from all over the world. We were at the Thai festival 2-3 weeks back in D.C. For our birthday, we go to Japanese restaurant, you name it, and it's there. So we are lucky because all the embassies are here and they cater to them, and we are just blessed. And no other city has a museum which is free. Smithsonian's are free.
Yeah.
And what else do you want? I mean, Kennedy Center puts in a very good performances. I have performed actually at Kennedy Center a few years back. I was in a play.
What play was it?
Jisne Lahore nahi dekha, Janmiya hi nahi. In English, they say, if you have not seen Lahore in Pakistan, you're not yet born.
Awesome. And so what year was that?
That was, I would say now, 12, 15 years back, like almost 10 to 12 years back.
Awesome. That's so cool. Well, I agree. Come, everyone, if you're listening to this, go to a free museum during the day. Then maybe grab a bite to eat at one of these great restaurants that you're talking about, and then head over in the evening to Wheaton High School in Silver Spring and check out the first ever DC South Asian Music Festival. It's going
to
run.
Yeah, I want to add there is free parking, number one. That's the reason we have the festival in suburb, even film festival, or because we did a research. You know, senior citizens are most of the clientele is educated, and senior citizens like baby boomers and all, they don't like to drive to DC and pay another $15 for parking. And then they are a little afraid in DC where to go left, right, and all that stuff. So that's why we picked, make it very easy for them. It's free parking, easy access. It's on Randolph Road. And, you know, there's another thing I want to add. Between performances, when there is a transition time and we are setting up them, there's a bazaar. So there will be a lot of food vendors, clothing vendors, jewelry vendors. So you can enjoy that as well. When there's a little break, you go out, do some shopping and come back again.
I love it. No need to mess with parking meters or parking garages or any of that. You can just drive, head on up or down Connecticut Avenue, whichever way you're coming, or 97, I guess, whichever way, and head over on Randolph Road and just park right there in the parking lot at Wheaton High School. I guess what's the nearest metro? I guess it'd be Glenmont if you're taking metro, but
Wheaton does not. It would be let's see, on Connecticut, what are the metrics?
I don't know. Glenmont would be over on 97, but Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, on Rockwell Pike, there's the red line, which is the Twin Brook, but that's closed. I think there are four stations which are closed for construction, Grosvenor, then Twin Brook. But they're far from that place. So
try to catch a ride with someone or the bus or something and get over to Wheaton High School. It'll be worth your time this weekend for sure.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I'm so glad we were able to make it work.
Yeah, and I want to add my website, dcsaaci.org, dcsaaci.org. And there are two platforms which are selling tickets, Sulekha and Eventbrite. And we are giving a 25% discount, DCSMF25. The code is right there. You just use the code and get a discount. Our tickets are low to begin with on Saturday, Sunday, 30, 20, and 10. Balcony is 10. We kept it for students low so they can come. It's a very family-oriented program. You can bring your whole family, children, let them have a history lesson, let them learn about South Asian music, and have fun.
Absolutely. Like you said, the website is dcsaaci.org. So get your tickets in there. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. This was fun.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.